safe.
Another call for the feds to take a hard look at a high-profile police shooting here. I'm John Aaron.
A new movie imagines what happened to the missing gap in Nixon's Watergate tapes. I'm Jason Fraley.
Dow down 361, NASDAQ 247.
It's 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. You may just want to head to happy hour today and not look at your stock portfolio. Another awful day on Wall Street. The S&P 500 has entered into bear territory. Here's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
All this talk of a bear market comes after three remarkable years for stock investors. In fact, we saw the best three-year performance for stocks in 2019, 2020, and 2021.
The S&P 500 fell 20% today. If it closes this low, it would confirm a bear market for the first time since 2020. President Biden is in Asia, his first trip since taking office. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is with him.
The president's first stop here in Asia was a Samsung semiconductor plant, similar to a facility the company is building in Texas. The goal? To reduce the allies' dependence on China for microchips.
This is the moment, in my view, to invest in one another, to deepen our business ties, to bring our people even closer together.
Mr. Biden also hopes to grow more regional support for a new economic framework that would replace the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That free trade deal died when then-President Trump pulled the U.S. out of it in 2017. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, with the president in Seoul.
Some relief could be in sight for stressed-out parents and caregivers looking for baby formula.
The formula shortage was caused in large part by the shutdown of the nation's largest formula plant in February because of safety concerns. The FDA says Abbott's Michigan facility is expected to be up and running again soon.
We are on track to get open within the next week to 2 weeks.
The U.S. is also organizing cargo planes to bring in formula from Europe. The initial shipments will be hypoallergenic formulas that serve a critical medical need.
That's CBS's Michael George. The Justice Department's taking new steps to combat hate crimes. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
We do this work because we believe that all people in this country should be able to live without fear of being attacked or harassed because of where they are from, what they look like, whom they love, or how they worship.
He says the department's working to make it easier for people to report them and funding community programs to fight and prevent them. North Korea is facing a COVID crisis. Just a week after it acknowledged its first case ever, they now have nearly 2 million people infected. Again, the markets are messy this afternoon. Both the Dow and NASDAQ are down almost 1.5%. The S&P has fallen into bear territory. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
3:03 on WTOP on this Friday, May 20th, 2022. We've got more clouds than anything. We're at 86 and the possibility of heavy weather. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Hillary Howard. Our top local story is potentially dangerous weather. Tornado watch in effect for much of northern Maryland, including Frederick and Howard counties. It also impacts Winchester and Frederick County, Virginia, and the panhandle of West Virginia. But at this point, all of the really serious stuff has stayed in south central Pennsylvania. For now, that tornado watch is in effect until 7 p.m.
This all comes as our area will experience a heat wave that's sticking around through the weekend. Expect dangerously hot temperatures tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s and a heat index around 100. You'll need to be mindful of the potential danger that comes with such intense heat and humidity over the weekend.
Signs you need to get to a cooler place include heat cramps,
which presents as muscle pains or spasms in the stomach, arms, or legs.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says more extreme is heat exhaustion,
which presents as heavy sweating, muscle cramps, fatigue, dizziness, and nausea.
Most serious is heat stroke.
This is an oral temperature of greater than 103, and you have red, hot, dry skin with no sweat and a rapid, strong pulse and feel dizzy or confusion.
That's when you need the emergency room. Call 911. Christy King, WTOP News.
Four pedestrians were taken to the hospital today after a car hit them late this morning in Annandale. This collision was on Maple Place, just off Columbia Pike. Fairfax County Police say one had life-threatening injuries. The driver of the car and a passenger also went to the hospital. There is, of course, an investigation. Maple Place is closed between Annandale Road and Daniels Avenue.
The day he took office, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin ordered his attorney general to investigate Loudoun County Public Schools' handling of two sexual assaults in their high schools. Attorney General Jason Meares formed a special grand jury. But now the school board is suing to shut it down. It's a story you're hearing first on WTOP.
The school board is seeking an injunction to stop the use of the special grand jury. The suit claims the governor's executive order went beyond his authority and is a fishing expedition. And it says Attorney General Meares is unlawfully using the special grand jury. The board says it's only intended for local prosecutors, not the AG. And only for criminal matters, not policy ones. Some of the records and testimony subpoenaed has focused on the LCPS transgender policy and Facebook posts. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
A spokeswoman for Meares tells WTOP Loudoun schools say they'll cooperate, or said they would. She adds this is the latest attempt to prevent the citizens of Loudoun from learning the truth, and the investigation will continue. A spokeswoman for the governor says it's troubling the board does not want to cooperate and asks what they are hiding. Neil gets into the story, the nitty-gritty details of this story, on today's episode of the DMV Download. Listen this afternoon wherever you get your podcasts.
VDOT hopes to make things a little easier on drivers during the Memorial Day weekend. It is suspending highway work and lifting lane closures along interstates and other major roads in the Commonwealth starting next Friday at noon. It'll run through noon the following Tuesday. But VDOT says some semi-permanent work zones will stay in place during the time. Now, you can find a full listing of all those sites at VDOT's website. VDOT expects holiday weekend traffic to reach pre-pandemic levels, with the worst of it happening between noon and 6 Friday and Memorial Day and midday Saturday and Sunday.
Coming up after traffic and weather.
D.C.'s health director says they are not changing the way they report COVID data after council members call for an investigation. I'm Valerie Bong.
It is 3:07.
I absolutely love what I do. My name is Steven, and I'm a proud graduate of the University of the District of Columbia. I received my Master's of Public Administration in 18 months, and during that process, I had two promotions and graduated debt-free. The professors had real-life experiences that showed me where my career could go. UDC helped me find my possible.
Find your possible. Visit udc.edu/possible to learn more.
The time to save is now at Marlowe Furniture's Memorial Day Savings Event. Fresh looks, new styles. Save 50% off Marlowe's huge selection of beautiful furniture for every room. Plus, take an extra 20% off your entire Marlowe Furniture purchase. Wait, there's more.